Exclusive, Senator Kelly Loeffler, enough is enough on big tech censorship. By Alim Bokhari on October 15, 2020. Senator Kelly Loeffler, RGA, who is running in a close contest in Georgia's upcoming special election on November 3, attacked Facebook and Twitter over their decision to censor a bombshell New York Post story about the Biden family's alleged ties to the Ukrainian corporation Burisma on Wednesday. In a comment to Breitbart News, Loeffler said enough is enough. Time is up. I urge my Senate Republicans to join me and bring the full investigative force of the federal government to bear and hold companies accountable once and for all. On Twitter, the senator also called on Facebook to be held accountable for this blatant election interference. She also retweeted a post highlighting her Republican primary opponent's track record of accepting donations from big tech. Loeffler has made the battle against big tech censorship a major part of her election campaign. In exclusive comments to Breitbart News earlier this month, Loeffler said that internet freedom is certainly on the ballot this November. The senator, who was appointed to fill Georgia's vacant Senate seat in 2019, has introduced legislation that would narrow the bounds of Section 230 of the Communications Decency Act, the law that allows big tech platforms to censor material they consider objectionable. We know that big tech companies are biased against conservatives, and we know they are abusing their Section 230 powers, Senator Loeffler told Breitbart News. Currently, these platforms claim to operate like a public forum, but their selective censorship against conservatives makes these platforms content publishers, and they should not be entitled to Section 230 protections. I have joined colleagues to ask the FCC chairman to re-examine this categorization, and I have introduced legislation to stop big tech's selective censorship cold. The senator said that while voluntary commitments from companies like Oracle, which may soon partner with Chinese-owned TikTok, would be a step in the right direction, ultimately, further action must be taken in Congress to ensure these companies are not abusing government protections to thwart the Constitution. Loeffler also urged her Republican colleagues in the Senate to move faster to confirm President Trump's new nominee to the FCC, Nathan Symington, a crucial appointment in the battle against big tech censorship. Republicans on the Senate Commerce Committee have come under fire for dragging their feet on the confirmation of Symington, who replaced GOP establishment favorite Michael O'Reilly. The Senate Commerce Committee must confirm Nathan Symington as quickly as possible, said Loeffler. He is an independent voice who will always stand up for the First Amendment. Responding to a question from Breitbart News asking if she would refuse campaign contributions from big tech companies, Loeffler replied, "Absolutely." Alim Bokhari is the senior technology correspondent at Breitbart News. His new book, #Deleted, Big Tech's Battle to Erase the Trump Movement and Steal the Election, which contains exclusive interviews with sources inside Google, Facebook, and other tech companies, is currently available for purchase.